Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
This morning on Hot 1027, we're joined by two incredibly special guests, and they truly embody the spirit of selflessness, love, and resilience. Bruce Gardner's here. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning to you.
And his wife, Debbie, is with me as well. Good morning, Debbie. Good
morning, Parky.
Now, Bruce, I don't know if I'm allowed to say your age. I mean, I know we're not allowed.
No problem. I'm not superstitious.
Okay. we're not supposed to say anything about ladies' ages, but we can say that you're a 74-year-old retiree. Would I be correct in saying
that? That's correct.
Okay. And I've been told you're a bit of a pillar of your community. You do a lot of work for young children. You spent the last 11 years fostering children, providing them not only with a home, but also hope, stability, and unconditional care. Yesterday, you welcomed, am I correct in saying, your 8th foster child into your home?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. 8 children, 5 schools, daily therapy sessions, and medical care, all managed with devotion and love. Apparently, you do the school runs, is that correct?
Yes, I'm the taxi man.
Okay. And the checkups and the counseling and all of it, I mean, you're literally between the guest house and the schools. And I mean, how many Ks do you drive a day?
120 about.
120 Ks a day. And just tell me, whereabouts are you, Debbie? Which area are you in?
We live in Springs, Selkirk Springs.
Okay, all right. So with all these children there, I mean, it must make for busy life. I mean, you've got children of your own as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, our children are all grown up. We've got 5 children of our own, all big and moved out of house a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what made you think, well, hang on a second, our children have gone. Rather than retire and take life easy and put my feet up, let me foster 8 children.
I think Debbie should answer that because she was the driving force behind that.
Okay, Debbie.
Okay, I have a passion for children, and it's incredible how many children are homeless. Mm. And I reached out to the child welfare, and they started bringing kids, and it's just never stopped. So we started off with 2, and we now have 8.
And what sort of ages are they?
They range from 7 years old, and my eldest is 18. Be 19 in December.
Wow. And I mean, they like your own children,
they
right?
They really are, yes. It's more we a family. So wherever we go, they come with us.
Do you ever lie in bed at night and go, oh, that was an exhausting day and I've got...
Every night. I can't wait for the sun to set so we dive into bed.
But you've got the energy. I can see you and you're still doing this.
Yes.
And your own children, where are your own children?
I've got a daughter in Australia, 2 daughters in George.
Yes.
And then 1 daughter in Boxburg.
Right.
Benoni Boxburg, yes.
Okay. Do you ever look at you and think, my parents are mad?
Do they? They constantly do. But they admire us. They do. They really do. They help us a lot.
Now, Bruce, I believe you're having a problem with your hearing. I believe I know that we put headphones on you this morning and we've turned them up so loud that they're deafening for me. But you say you can hear me, which is good.
Yeah, I've got hereditary deafness.
Okay.
From the age 55, I started battling. My father was deaf and my grandmother was deaf, so it's hereditary. But I'm coping with it. I'm coping.
So, and I mean, you say you're coping with it. Debbie, I mean...
I'm not coping with it.
You're not coping with it.
She hits me over the head regularly to wake me up.
So, I mean, how's it impacting everyday life?
It really does. Bruce has to take the children to various psychologists, and he'll come back and they'll say, what did they say? What's happening? And he goes, well, sorry, babe, I didn't hear it all, you know?
Yeah.
So, and also you've got to call him about 5 times before he looks at you, and it's terrible. He really struggles. He really does. I don't know how he says he's coping.
And is there anything that can be done for that?
Well, he has a hearing aid, but it's broken, so he's only got...
Yeah, unfortunately, I took it to an audiologist, and she sent it in. They said it's old technology. They can't fix it. So, we deal with government hospitals, and the waiting list is horrendous, but we'll sort something out.
Yeah. You seem to be a person that's sort of like, it's okay, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I'm okay.
We have to with 8 kids.
With 8 children. I've actually, I thought we'd phone and just see if we could get hold of Michelle. I thought we'd just have a chat, you know, just get an understanding of what, you know, what it's like. She's your daughter.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I've got your mum and dad in the studio with me this morning.
Oh, that's exciting. It's great to hear some South African accents.
You're in Australia. We were just talking about, you know, you children left home and you're all doing your own thing, but they've continued fostering 8 children now. I mean, do you ever think to yourself, wow, these are modern-day saints?
Well, they certainly became saints eventually because they weren't saints when I was living with them, I'll tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
No, they truly are saints. They're doing an amazing, amazing thing for their community. I'm really proud of them.
Yeah. I mean, tell me, you know, your dad's losing a little bit of his hearing at the moment, which I'm sure you're aware of. But give me, growing up with dad, was he a tough guy?
Oh, my dad's always been a real softie. He wasn't a tough guy. He was a softie. And I think, you know, losing his hearing has really made it a little bit more difficult for him, particularly in his older years. Now that they've got all of this extra responsibility, it's really tough for him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, never easy. But I mean, your mum seems to have all the energy in the world, Debbie. Can't wait to go to bed at night, she tells me, but still happy to take on another child yesterday. I don't know if you're aware, number 8 came into the house.
No.
Oh, really? That's exciting.
Listen to you people.
I'll need some photos.
I'm sure you'll get them. Now, listen, Debbie, we just wanted to have a chat because we wanted to sort of understand what your dad was like as a person. I think you've given us an understanding that he was a good dad and continues to be a dad for 8 foster children as well, which is fantastic. One of the things we are worried about, though, is when he's off doing things, he can't actually hear as well as we would like. And I mean, if you're out there with these children and you're doing all the things, you know, like dropping them off and taking them off to, you know, various, you know, assessments and so on and so forth, you've got to be able to hear things, right? You've got to be able to hear.
Yeah, no, it's very important.
Well, we at Hot 102.7 think that we can actually help things up a little bit. I think, you know, we at Hot Cares, we like to help people who are helping others. And we know in South Africa that there is a massive problem with, you know, children who don't have, abandoned children, children that don't have parents.
Correct, yeah.
And you're filling that void. And it's wonderful to meet people like you. So, you know what? I know that you're putting all of your money and everything that you've got into looking after these children. You're providing a home. You're providing safety. You're providing transport. You're not asking for anything. And you're not looking for handouts. I get that. But you know what? We would like to give you, not a handout, we would like to give you a present. We'd like to make sure that you can continue doing your work. So we actually are going to sort out a brand new hearing aid and get it fully fitted.
Oh, gosh, that's incredible.
And get it sorted out for you.
That's brilliant, brilliant. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that.
It's an absolute pleasure. No, it's a pleasure. So Debbie, you don't have to, I can see, don't cry on me now. You won't have to scream at the top of your voice.
And hit me over the head.
And hit you over the head.
Thank you so much.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a real pleasure.
Gosh, that's incredible news. Thank you.
Oh, my word. Yeah. So, you guys have no idea how much this would mean to the family. It's just, it's hard not to get emotional as well. You know, this has been really tough on their marriage. It's hard. It's hard for them trying to raise another family and, you know, just be a team when I think my mom quite often feels quite alone because he can't hear her. So thank you so much. This is amazing.
It's an absolute pleasure. There you go. So Michelle from Australia and you with your 8 children back in Springs that are all at school this morning or on the way there this morning. And now hopefully some hearing coming back for you as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. Lovely news, brilliant.
Okay, so we'll sort that out. And once again, thank you very much for coming into Hot 102.7.
Thank you, wonderful.
Bruce and Debbie, spending time here at Hot 102.7 this morning because Hot Cares.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.